KDADXQ. KDADXQ testing link. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Echo QVX, standing by on Statewide 1. Anyone on Statewide 1 this morning? This is Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Echo QVX.
Good morning, Rick, NHWRO. Tim over here in Macomb. How's your morning going thus far?
Hey, young man, I'm hanging in there. Thanks for the comeback. I was beginning to think why something was wrong with my radio here. All the analog repeaters we got in the area, it's just dead quiet on everything. Thought maybe during the sleep I had moved into a different world or something. How are you doing? You behaving?
Oh, yeah, doing fine. It's like 8 o'clock, but for some reason it seems like it's earlier. I don't know. But, the guys on the FBI had their morning travel time talk. But, yeah, after that, you're right. I haven't really heard much since I've been out. But, it's Wednesday, I guess. Did I get that right? You know, us retirees, we sometimes don't know what day of the week it is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I never know what day of the week it is, unless I got an appointment that day. What time do those guys do their drive in there? It seems like I'm always missing them lately.
Well, I do think it kind of varies, but 6:45 would be a good bet, and then by 7:30, pretty much everyone's destinated. I think I got that right. Yes.
Oh, okay. No wonder. For some odd reason, I thought they all went to work by 8 o'clock or something like that, so I've been getting on, I think, after 7:30. I'm up at, 4:30 every day, and out in the back feeding the critters kind of thing, come back in and warm up, get a little bite to eat. For some odd reason, like you said, it's 8 o'clock, but for some odd reason, it seems like it hasn't really got daylight yet, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Rick, I get this sleep pattern thing here where I was getting up at like 2 in the morning, and then just, coming down, I couldn't sleep, so I always come down and, read a little something, and then get back up to bed. Lately, I've been sleeping until about 4, which is actually good. It was a little bit after 4, close enough to 5, that's close enough. I'll get up for the day, but... whatever. It doesn't. I guess it doesn't matter. We don't have a day job to go to, so we can always take a nap.
Yeah, you're right. It seems like anymore I sleep whatever I can. I might, during the middle of the day, I might lay down, watch a movie, and I don't know how many movies I saw the first 10 minutes of it, none of the rest. But I'd much rather be working, though. It was fun the first year being off kind of thing, but it slowly got a little lot more boring, and I just seemed to be out there working, being useful. KEWOJ, Friday.
NAWRO. Yeah, I have to agree with that. Ever since I've joined up the group over here, it is kind of nice to do something that's fun, but to still keep busy, and... I don't know, using the skills that I used to have, like, over 15 years ago, it's kind of fun. But I know you know all about that. You're from Washington, so. We get a little meeting. I like it nowadays. They can do these meetings on Discord and Teams. I guess we're on Teams now. So you don't physically have to leave the house. Of course, that all started with the pandemic and all that, with Zoom and all that. But, I wasn't at work during those time periods, so I didn't really know how the business operated. I heard about it, talked to my daughter about it. I noticed how she had to use Zoom for a lot of meetings and stuff like that. Yeah, things are different now, but back to it, it's nice keeping busy. Yeah, I agree. And even just the ham pastime itself is nice. You connect with people, you talk with people. And you see what's going on. Yeah, I like it. Back over to you.
yeah, the ham aspect's kind of nice there. I got all geeked up when they dropped the CW requirement kind of thing, and I was studying away, and then I got to thinking about, I'm not very social. What am I doing? Working my butt off to join a hobby where I got to talk all the time, you know. But I do enjoy it, especially being able to talk all around the world kind of thing. And, I was talking to Dean yesterday. I was hearing you guys telling him, you guys are awful impressive there. I'm scanning around, listening all over the place. I don't hear any other groups that work year-round on their emergency stuff kind of thing. You guys are still going at it daily kind of thing. It's, I am deeply impressed. You guys are going to be number one pretty soon.
Well, I appreciate that, Rick. A lot of hard work by a lot of people. We're just kind of jockeying for position now. We're, I guess it's that funny word that everyone uses on the news, infrastructure. We're putting the infrastructure in place, and so we can have it available as we recruit. So then, you know, once we grow even hopefully larger, I mean, that's the plan, right? But then my thing now is, and we all know this, and we're working on it, but we need to market ourselves and, you know, basically get some gigs, as the musicians would say. Gigs, Rick.
Yes, sir. Well, that'll come. You know, you guys are moving up the ladder. I think, where were you this year at the SET? Third in the state or something like that? Because you're getting well known. And pretty soon, I think you're going to be number one, and then pretty soon you're going to have a lot of other counties going, hey, how are you guys doing this and that and the other? And you'll be kind of leading the way. That's my belief, anyway. KEWJ.
AWRO. Oh yeah, that's like a prime directive. There's really more than one prime directive. I guess there is one from Dave, EC Dave. Whatever we do here, we're willing to share with certainly other D2 counties and actually every county. You know, if there's something that they'd like to borrow. More power to them because we're all in the same mission, so to speak. I guess. Well, with that, Rick, I probably should get to it. He's got me on something today. I got to do, I'm going to use the modern word. Instead of just registering for the group, I'm going to talk about the onboarding process. Because I think that's the new word for this this year, or for the last 10 years or something. This is NAWRO. I'll listen out for you, Rick. I'll be on monitoring that today, though. Go ahead, Rick.
Okay, you have a good one there. And yeah, you know, it seems like trying to be politically correct now is almost a full-time job in itself. So you have a good one. Be safe out there. We'll catch you later. Keep up the good work. Kilo Echo 8, Whiskey Oscar Julia.
Thanks, Rick. NAWRO Richmond, I'll be clear, but listening.
KFA CYO test.
You over here, Tom? KCAKJO from WAFU.
WAB.
Mode trader.
What did I trade?
What's happening?
Not much. Just doing things around the house, and I guess the weather's supposed to turn ugly in a short while here. So, not really too much. Just turned the radio on, and I saw you were on the dashboard about a minute ago, so I figured I'd say hello.
Yeah, Tom's out in past Ann Arbor, Dexter way, and we were on P25, and he hit the end of his rope, so I thought I'd try him over here to see if possibly he switched over to something that was working out that way. I don't know things very well southwest of the city. I kind of sort of know things going northwest out of the city and north of the city, but when you get downriver and out that way, out 94, I'm clueless about what has what coverage where.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that part of town either. I'm reasonably sure that, here comes the rain and the snow.
Grass Lake works, but I think that that area is not as great as some of the other super ones. So I think he has to get to Grass Lake. But I think Novak covers Ann Arbor pretty well, too. But I guess it just depends. And he's busy. What are you doing out and about, changing the subject?
Well, I stopped and saw John. He's doing a government job for me. And I have a couple of firehouses under construction. And I have to swing by and make sure things are going as planned. There's always little bumps and bugaboos when I'm doing those. So I just left Ray Township. Now I'm heading down to Macomb Township Fire. Got a new station being built there. I want to make sure everything's going to plan. After that, I'll probably be a little early for lunch, but I don't know, probably just tuck tail and head back to the shop. Snow's coming down. Roads are at times slippery. Other times, like right now here at 21 and Romeo Plank, they're just wet. But a couple, 3 or 4 miles north here, they were kind of slick. So I guess all depends. Snow's coming down I wouldn't say heavy, but it's coming down quite significantly.
Well, if you believe the weather forecast, the temperature is supposed to drop fast and long within the day. So this stuff will eventually start sticking, and the roads will start freezing. I think this morning was 37, and they were using some pretty strong words to describe the temperature drop. So I have a feeling I'm feeling our winter is coming back. And I'm still at the house. It's snowing pretty good here right now, but it doesn't seem to be sticking. So my guess is it hasn't dropped below freezing here yet.
Well, according to the thermal box in the automobile, it's 32, so it's right there on the verge. It was 38 earlier today, so it's dropping already. I heard it was supposed to get down to the teens or lower, like 11 I even heard. So I wore my boots and my heavy sub-zero, my really cold weather jacket today. I walked out the door this morning, I thought, it's kind of overkill, but I'm thinking not, maybe. By the time I leave work, I'm probably going to be happy I got this jacket. And I knew I was going to be out in the field as well, so that helps. Anywho, I am coming up on my next stop. I'm going to get inside and make my quick run. It's not going to be terribly long, figure 5-10 minutes at most. Maybe not even that. And then, wait a minute. What the hell? Am I boogered up here? How the hell did I get all the way to Hayes? All right, what the hell am I doing wrong here?
Can't help you there. Hey, real quick, next time we chat, I want to talk to you about what's your opinion of the big game Monday night. So, who are you going to root for and what have you? So, looking forward to that game. Tickets are $3,500 a piece right now. So, I'm going to say go Indiana. I just want to see what an Ohio State guy has to say. I'll chat later. Find your firehouse. W.
Oh, I'm not necessarily going anywhere. I just kind of doubled back. I don't know how I passed where I'm going, or did I turn the wrong way? I'm discombobulated, but Monday night, I've got a thought on that.
Go for it.
So you got two teams that have been doubted. Well, not Indiana. Indiana's been pretty much, up there since about halfway through the season. People started taking note. The problem with Indiana was that last year they had a pretty weak schedule, and everybody said that, it's all smoke and mirrors. When you get to the big dance, you're going to get your ass handed to you. But they actually had some really good tests this year, and some very hostile environments. So I think they're the real deal. And then when they manhandled number one Ohio with, pretty much a pro roster, half that roster is going to be pro by this time next year. They're the real deal, right? So everything tells me that they should walk in there and manhandle Miami, the pretender, lickety split. It should be no big deal. just like Ohio should have, just like Texas or Ole Miss should have, just like, you know, on and on and on. So that's my reservation is, man, every damn time we turn around and say, oh, Miami's going to get their ass handed to them, they walk out with the W. So I'd be a little bit, oh, I see what the hell happened. All right, I'm discombobulated here. It's all on me. But anyhow, I like you said, I gotta take Indiana, and I'm hoping it's Indiana. But you know, something in the back of my mind says, "Boy, Miami."
I'm rooting for Indiana just because they're kind of local and it's a Midwest thing. That's my goal. So hopefully, it'll be good. And also, you heard that the going price of tickets are like cheap seats, $3,500. Everybody wants to go to this game, and you would hit it right on the head. I never thought of using those words, but you're basically got a pro team there, or at least half a pro team there. So that'll be a good thing too.
Yeah, I can't speak to these two teams. In fact, Indiana kind of bucks that trend a little bit. I think they're more going on emotion and coaching, and I hate Cignetti. Don't get me wrong. I thought I was on Romeo Plank. I was on Garfield. How did I do that? Anyhow, so I turned right when I should have turned left. Here I am. I'm at my location. I don't care for Cignetti. I think he's a braggart, pompous ass, and, you know, I mean, even if you have a reason for it, there's a dignified way to be. You know, the best people at stuff don't usually have to brag about it. And he's a big bragger. You know, Google me. What a goofball. But that team, you can't argue there. And they got the largest alumni base, I think, of any college team. I think, Indiana, believe it or not, they have one of the largest alumni bases. So there's a lot of people, you know, that all of a sudden are going, wait, we're good at football? And I despise Miami. I just think they're thugs, you know, with all their antics and everything like that. So I want to see them crushed, and I want to see the Big Ten win. Yeah, I got every reason to want Indiana, but every time I think, oh, yeah, they got this. They better not choke. All right, I'm here. I'll listen to your final, and then I got to get inside. I'll be at you.
All right, I'll be here. I got to figure out a way to pay a quarterly online. My accountant tells me I now have to pay my quarterlies online. So that's my next mission. Talk to you later.
Well, that certainly was a quick trip. W8FU.
And 8WRO from KE8WUO.
Good morning, John. I'm thinking I must have missed something, but let me know.
Yeah, so that other training section, if you look at my... that you have circled in red there. If you look at my last screenshot, the very last one, where it says other relevant training/experience, that's where that field is populated. So you should have some members that have a bit of info. Like I'm looking at Dave's right now, and he has like IS 706, 120, 230. If you're looking to fill out that area with other relevant training, it's the same box on the sign-up sheet and in the edit field. So hopefully that makes more sense.
So I'm in Dave's right now, the display side, not programming side. I do see additional experience, IS 706. 120, and on and on and on. Directly above that, to the right, though, it says other training, none recorded. Do you see that?
Not yet, but I was in the wrong view, so yes, I do see it. I don't know. I'll look at that. That might be, I think I wanted it at one point where they could pick other ICS classes from a drop-down list that aren't, you know, necessarily required since there are so many. That and then we do seem to be getting members that have them. Even Dean has some ICS classes. And I like it when people pick from a drop-down list because then everybody's value is the same and we can filter by it. I'm not 100% sure. I'll have to look into that a little bit.
Yeah, excellent. That's what I was wondering is what your vision was on that. I kind of realized it wasn't completely done yet, but I share the idea of splitting ICS courses into other training, and additional experience will be additional experience. But that's, you know, at a timetable that is of your choosing because we're already ahead of the game as far as I'm concerned. But that's where I was pointing out. I have no way to populate other training right now, but I see what you're doing. You're going to reserve that for defined values, so we're not just free-forming it.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons why it's not there yet is because I needed to source a comprehensive list of all the ICS classes to put into that drop-down list. And then I had to work out the logic where that you could pick more than one from that drop-down. Or you would just have multiple, like you'd have a drop-down and then it would have other again, and then you fill it out with a different one, and then other again would pop up, and so you could always just keep adding until you finally had all of yours, was kind of the idea, but I never compiled that list, so I guess I never finished that portion of it.
And nor would you be expected to, because I think this is more like a phase two thing that I would suggest you and I and John VOX will get together, and I could provide that list right now, but it's not a priority, you know what I mean? Let's do this for like a phase two thing. But yeah, let me look and see what I have. Let me get with John, and we'll at least collect the information that is needed, and then we'll get it to you so you can prioritize it as you see fit. But I don't think it's a priority. I was just curious your vision, and I know. So we are good. And, boy, you were, once again, putting a little extra hours in there, because when I jumped in this morning, it was like, John's been working again.
Yeah, I was burning the midnight oil, as they say. And I think it was somewhere between 2 and 3 a.m. that I went to bed finally. But what I'll do is I noted it. I'm taking notes here at work, and I take a picture of it so I don't have to bring the notes home with me. I should just do the notes in my phone, but for whatever reason, I just like using pen and paper. But anyway, I wrote it down, and, you know, like I keep saying, you know, let's just get it right, you know. So I'll take that list if you want to compile it. I think I can come up with it, too. I think it's right there on their website. It's, you know, I think I should finish that. And just make it so that members, because I also kind of want our members to be doing a lot of that kind of stuff for us where they, you know, import their own certs and, you know, provide the, you know, their ICS capabilities. And then I think for ICS classes, I'll just have one upload that would be like the summary document. I know that it exists because I've heard you guys tell other people when they do their level one, level two, that you don't want the individual certifications, you want the summary from FEMA. If I can get a link to where that is so that I can put it on the website so that people know what we're looking for, I'll put that in there too, so that they upload one thing for all the ICS classes, and then we'll have the Skywarn, CPR, first aid, and AED. uploads also. And I assume those all offer certs. So hopefully that all makes sense. But yeah, I'd like to just get it right. You know, while I'm in there, I'll just try to get it all.
Sorry, too many radios, too many phone calls. NHWR, oh, actually, John, just to let you know, up to the date, we've been doing individual certs. There's one member, Coast Guard member, that has it's like a database from their organization that I presume we're going to accept. Don't know about a single source that you can get all in one place. We've always attached to the task book the actual cert. So, but we can talk about that more. And the actual ICS courses, if we just look at the task book, they're all there. I mean, you could go to level 3 and see them all. But let me provide that to you. So, I like doing the grunt work, so it's more time for you to do, well, your day job, and then you get to the technical stuff here. And there's also an OXCOM document that I just got that should have everything in it that might be possible. Back over to you real quick.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what we should be probably looking at is the OXCOM stuff and making sure that we have a place saver for everything that requires, so we can.
And don't really want to keep bugging you or on the airwaves here, but uploading photos, I see the photos that you created, the lower resolution. I still have not been able to successfully upload a photo, but we could take care of that another day.
Interesting. Yeah, just what you'll want to do is, you know, obviously grab one from that folder and try to upload that. I will say that when you upload the photo, it doesn't look like it does anything. But if you close it and then, like, reopen that profile, then the picture appears. But at first upload, it kind of doesn't look like it does anything, and it's a little confusing. But if you leave the profile and come back in, you know, I've noticed that the picture will be there. But I could be wrong. But you just want to make sure you're uploading one of the smaller pictures. And then if you get new pictures of members, but they're not in that 2 megabyte or less folder, you can just right-click on that PowerShell script and run as administrator, or just run it, and it will take all the photos in that first directory and downsize them and put them into the smaller directory, if that makes sense.
It does, and thank you for that, because that's going to be a lot easier moving forward. I'm in a file right now. I'm in the right folder. I click the blue upload photo, and the photo comes up. I'm going to hit open in the pop-up, and then that's it. I'm done, and then come back in, and it should be there.
Yeah, you might want to hit, like, save profile at the top or, you know, something like that. I'd have to log in on the work computer real quick, which I can do, but I don't have it in front of me. But from what I remember, you do want to make sure you save the profile when you make a change, even if it doesn't look like it did it, and then close it and reopen it, and then it should be there, hopefully.
Yes, with your sage advice, it's just worked right in front of me. It's all working now, so that gives me something to do today. I'm going to put all the photos in. Thanks, John. I got enough to do now. I'll let you go back to work, and again, greatly appreciate all you did. NHWRO after you.
I also appreciate what you're doing. You're making kind of my efforts worthwhile, so, you know, it's a quid pro quo. You help me, I help you, and vice versa. So, very good. Well, thank you, sir, for all you're doing, because that's the hard work. So, all right. Well, I will step out, but I'll be clear of it monitoring. KEAWUO 73.
NHWRO also clear.
any WRO, gateway.
Yes, sir. Any WRO here.
Howdy, sir.
Hey,
are you available? I don't know if maybe you wanted to meet now or if you wanted to wait until 4 o'clock, whatever works for me. Been working on some ARPSC stuff and getting a meeting set up here with Brandon.
Yes, sir, that would work fine. I just got in, well, actually, from your neck of the woods. I had a late lunch at that one restaurant we're thinking about for breakfast. Very nice place, by the way. I like it. It'll work fine because they got a nice row of tables there, like about 20 tables in a row that we could all put together. So, but, yeah, I could do that. Would you like Discord or Teams?
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, been wanting to try that restaurant out. Just haven't gotten up there yet, but I'll have to do that here soon.
I recommend the chicken melt if it's lunchtime. Yeah, we can certainly meet right now. Whatever your pleasure is, either Teams or Discord command, it's either is fine.
Okay, I'm going to jump on Teams since I have it open already, and it seems to work a little bit better than Discord.
Agreed, and if you wouldn't mind sending me an invite, that might help. I'm still a little bit of a rookie, but sounds good. Clear after you, N-A-W-R-O.
Sounds good there, Tim. We'll see you in a minute, and I'll get you an invite. K-8-Y-N-U.
K-8-Y-N-U, K-8-L-A-X.
Go ahead there, Dean.
Hey, do you know if Jacqueline's working today?
I don't. She should be. Do you need me to give her a call or give Billy a call? Because I can do that.
I just had a couple questions. So there's something about the pre-screening as well due before I start, and I haven't gotten any instructions on that as well. So I figure instead of waiting for instructions, I need to get ahead of the ball.
Yeah, for sure. If you call, the MedStar line and just ask, like, if you get the receptionist, just ask for her. If not, and it goes to dispatch, just ask for Billy and just let him know who you are.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, Dave. Thanks for the response. I'll let you go. I know you got a meeting to do, so I'll catch you soon. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear.
Sounds good. KE8LAX.
Any PCT listening on Statewide 1?
KE8FCR, Statewide 1 mobile.
Any PCT clear listen?
Sure did cool off, didn't it?
Right. Sean, I heard somebody else call out and haven't heard him call back.
Well, who knows? Anyhow, just hitting the road here on the way home from work. The roads are sloppy. It's cold, hell of a lot colder than when I left for work this morning. And yeah, there's that. Good afternoon, W8FU.
It should be a fun ride home. I know right now I'm looking at about an extra 10, 15 minutes, so we'll see where we get.
Have you improved the antenna situation there, or are you crossing your fingers with the ducky?
My antenna situation. Are you, I am not on the Motorola. I'm on my Anytone on DMR right now.
Yeah, no, you sound great. You're 100%. You sound solid. And I know you've struggled on DMR. So whatever you've done, it's worked.
Thrilled with DMR. The reception on the DMR is incredible. I'm at 12 in Stevenson right now hitting the Detroit repeater, and it is, I couldn't be happier with how well it works.
Well, you know them Central Michigan guys, they're not all right, but they're all right.
How are you feeling? You feeling any better? What I was going to say, though, is I'm sure your ailments and this weather is not helping to motivate fixing the Warren repeater anytime soon.
No, tomorrow. Yesterday would have been the day, but I was not feeling well yesterday. I feel better today. I feel a lot better today, but I'm still not over it, and this weather is not helping. I got to chill. But I knew better when I got my forecast in the morning when I left. I wasn't stupid. I walked out the door thinking I overdressed. I wore my boots and brought my heavy coat and all that good stuff. I thought, man, I don't need this. Boy, am I glad I did now. Because, when you're fighting something, it's always just a little worse. But I'm okay, and I'll be fine by Saturday. And, if it ain't like this, no big deal. I don't think we're supposed to have any precipitation, and I don't think we're going to get any major accumulation. So we should be good for Saturday. And would yesterday have been better? Sure.
Their frustration flakes doesn't really, they're not doing us any good or bad, right? Like, not enough is going to accumulate to have fun, and not enough is going to accumulate to make it a pain in the butt. So just got to get through it and deal probably with wet, crappy roads for a couple days.
Yeah, at least in the west part of the state, when they get snow, you know, you can go skiing or sledding or tobogganing or any number of things, you know. We get snow here, it's just enough to mess up traffic, look horrible, and not really give us any benefits. So, although this winter's been a little better than recent ones. I'm on 16 mile right now, just got on 16 from Grossbeck, heading east, or heading west, and kind of treacherous. Leaving plenty of room between me and the cars around me and in front of me, so because I was feeling I hit my brakes, I'm going to go breaking loose on this. I don't know how it is where you're at, but not good here on 60 mile.
I'm 75, going under 11 mile at the moment, and it's wet and just a hair sloppy. Not too bad.
Well, that's weird. There's a great big blue ball in the middle of the road, not in the middle of the road, but in the median. Still on the road, not quite up the curb, but at the curb on the median side. That's not clean here. Ball must have been, oh gosh, must have been at least 3 foot diameter, maybe more. Yeah, I'd say about 3 foot diameter. Couldn't tell if it was soft or hard or whatever, but it's just a big blue ball. Can't say I've ever seen, couldn't identify what it was.
I think you saw from afar, not from an impact. That's good. Yeah, I'm here on 75, just in bumper to bumper, trying to get on to 696. So, we'll see. It's my time to destination just keeps climbing. Should be a fun ride home.
Yeah, I will say for all the ships at sea, I don't know how your area is being affected, but here in southeast, I just had to hit the brakes at 16 in Moravian, and it was ABS City. It was breaking loose all over the place, and needed probably about three times the distance to come to a full stop than I normally would. So, yep. Be careful.
K8FCR. Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 8 Foxtrot Charlie Romeo. Just wanted to add to that. 12 mile is not much better. It's at 12 in Grossbeck right now, and it's all about the same. Every stoplight has been ABS City. I did see one city plow out, but not really doing too much around here.
Lucky I'm on the highway, because it's not bad on the highway.
Well, be careful when you get off, because the roads are accumulating pretty quickly here, and it doesn't look like they've been out yet to deal with it in any of the roads. So I'm just going over Garfield. Doesn't look like they tended to Garfield either. So if they haven't done 16 yet, I'm feeling they're poking along.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. It's all the side streets seem to be rough. I'm making my way over to 94. Hopefully that's a little bit better, but the ramps are about to be treacherous getting on and off of 94.
And then the on-ramps going down on 4 could be like a nightmare. Yeah, we'll see. I'm about to get on 696. So far, they seem to be all right, but, it could change any minute. And I got to imagine they're going to be getting out soon to start putting salt down. They want to do it before rush hour.
Yeah, they're probably out, but, they got to work street by street, how that goes. Where do you got to go on before? I'm at 16 and what am I coming up on here? Utica. And I only got to get to 13 in the winter. So it's not real bad, but it's all surface and slippery. Where do you got to get to?
Yeah, I got to make some stops in Chesterfield, but eventually got to make my way all the way up to the Richmond area. I usually get off at 26 Mile, at County Line North. It makes for a pretty decent daily commute, coming from Warren going to Warren all the way from up there, and then when we get this weather, it's just not fun. I even tried to leave the office a couple minutes early, but that doesn't appear to be helping. The GPS ETA just keeps ticking up and up.
I know that feeling. I actually just got on 696. It seems okay, though I did see on that first overpass, somebody had tried to make a turn going south on an overpass and did not make the turn. They had hit the bridge, so it does, you guys are not wrong. It looks slick up there, so I'll be careful. You guys be careful, too.
Yeah, you out the window of my one, the roads don't look too bad, but I don't think we have as much snow as you guys have, up in your neck of the woods. WTP,
UT. And further east, the roads have gotten considerably worse.
Well, I got to get even further east, so that's not good news for me. But slow and steady will win this race, I guess.
Sorry about that. I just called the shot. I told everybody to go home, cut them out. But I know it was going to be this bad. I kind of 10 minutes earlier. Oh well, not much of a break, but any little bit can help.
Yeah, looks like there's a salt truck ahead of me, and I saw one on the other side too. So, just eastbound on 696. Hopefully, 94 is decent. We'll see.
Yeah, just finally made it to 12 and Gratiot. So, I'll see you soon enough. The good old, left turns to go over the overpass and then come back on that 12-mile entrance. Got me a little worried, but who knows? Maybe they prioritize that. I doubt it, though. MDOT will be, I would imagine MDOT's on the interstates more than the local municipalities are on their roads.
Actually, the truck in front of me that I thought was a salt truck, it's a sign truck with barricades. So that's unfortunate.
Give me a minute. I'm on the phone to the interview. I'm bad. The worst part is I'm out of
some rough spots and I wasn't getting in. So I was under the bridges and lower than normal.
Yeah, I've had that issue on 696, whether it was Detroit or Mount Clemens, but it could just be my setup. 94 is slow and a bit sloppy, and the on-ramps are definitely treacherous.
I've made it to Mound in 696 here.
Oh, it seems like it's a coin toss. I'm eastbound 696. Right now the roads are snow-covered, but I'm looking when I can see over the median. On the other side, westbound, it looks like the roads are just wet. So it must be traffic volumes, and I don't know. It's interesting. But so far, it seems like everybody is staying relatively safe. though I am seeing a sign that says watch for backups on the 94 ramp. So we'll see. I got to decide if I'm going to stay on the expressway or get off the expressway.
94 definitely seems to be better than the eastern part of the side streets. It's wet and slow, and the ramps are a little treacherous, but traffic's moving, albeit slower. Everyone's being a bit safer. It's not quite as slick as the 12 and Grosbeck area was, though.
Got some ice. Got some salt going down, I think. Anthony, I almost forgot. It's my son-in-law's birthday today, and they kind of wanted to do Thai food. And they asked me if I knew of any place good down that way. I mentioned the place at 9 at Mac, which they knew of, and they were kind of looking. And they said, of course, there's Bangkok at 10 and Gratiot, but that's kind of a cruise. And they were wondering, is there anything else? And so how about you? You know of anything noteworthy in the Thai food realm over that way?
I know of. Is there one that you just talked about at 9 and Mac? I know I have some friends that go to that one regularly. So, that's the only one that I'm aware of, to be honest with you.
All right, well, I didn't want to switch up the conversation or anything like that, but it just occurred to me that you might know, and they were looking. So, I guess they used to have a place the other way, down toward downtown, down near the brewery. And but that one closed, so. Who's Mike, or Michael, I'm not sure. And I left abruptly when they were telling us about 9 to 4, and he kind of dropped off abruptly. You okay?
Maybe they've treated the other side, and they're working on coming back this way.
Sorry, we doubled. Let me make sure I got it. Yeah, I was wondering if Mike was back in there, because that last transmission we got from him where he was talking about 94 being a little bit better, he kind of abruptly... haven't heard him since. Hoping it's getting a pickle. Mike, you okay? You back in there?
Yep, I'm back. Sorry. I've been having some intermittent issues with my setup. I think I just need to address almost all of it. I think I got a lot of interference coming from these modern vehicles and the BCM and. My antenna placement isn't helping me any. I can barely use this radio on analog. Digital seems to be the only thing that works nicely with it. So, yep, sorry about that. We're just at a slow down here around the Harper on and off ramp on 94.
Well, it's really slowing down for me now. It's coming up to the interchange. So, hopefully, it doesn't appear to be because there's an accident. It just appears that everybody's going slow. So, that's a good thing.
Well, it is Michigan. We know when we see this stuff not to be stupid. So you still get people messing up, but can you imagine something like this down south? Oh, my goodness. Everybody knows, just slow it up, keep your distance. That's the biggest thing you can do is just keep your distance. I get white-knuckled when people, you know, oh, excuse me. You get road conditions like this, isn't it? People want to clamber all up. Hold on, I'm having a moment. Okay, boy. Well, it's not completely shook yet. Had a little skull there. But, yeah, you get driving down the road. People want to be right on your left or right on your right. It's like, I get all white knuckle. I'm like, good grief. You know, what little this happened? This big pile up. I just think, keep my distance.
I agree with you there, Sean. I like to try and find clear spots on the road in this weather. But on the note of this happening down south, I was doing some work in the St. Louis area, and they had a snowstorm come through calling for 6 inches of snow, and it was me and a couple of guys from Michigan down there. And we were all fine, but I saw people putting plywood up over their windows, like they didn't know what to do with a snowstorm coming through, and it just made me laugh. Thankfully, I was the only one on the road that day. Their only plow truck was, you know, a one-ton truck with a V-blade on the front of it going down the interstate.
The windows for a snowstorm. That would be awesome to see.
Yeah, well, they don't know, man. That's crazy. I see, every once in a while you'll see they get like a half inch or an inch in Atlanta, you know, which is crazy, you know, but I've seen it. A couple of years ago, it was like Atlanta got hit with like an inch or something, and it was just absolute pandemonium. It's crazy. I mean, I suppose if you had no idea how to drive in it. How about the pileups you see on the freeway where sometimes the conditions get so bad that nobody can drive on it. It's just so absolutely, you know, it's like glass and it just comes out of nowhere and stuff like that. You see, that's where you see those like 50 car pileups. So I've seen the videos on some of those. Oh my God.
Yeah, we just had one of those on 75 when that last snowstorm with the snow squall came through. I remember seeing the footage from the news chopper, and it was just insane. But I've been thankfully not in the pileup, but I've been stuck in conditions like that driving south on 75 from the UP in the Gaylord Grayling area, and it's not a fun time doing 20 miles an hour on the interstate white knuckling because you can't see 20 feet in front of you.
Gaylord to West Branch can get real dicey real fast. If it's snowing, those trees are real tall and they blow the snow around, and man, that is some of the worst area to be in the snow. It's exhausting. But Sean, I remember, I think it was last year, they got a snowstorm in Florida. I want to say in the panhandle, they got like measurable snow, like 6-7 inches of snow, and it was days before people got out and did anything again.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. Go figure. I wonder if it's ever snowed in Hawaii. I doubt it. I don't think you could possibly have to be some bizarre set of circumstances for that to happen. I'm sure there's places where it's never snowed. But, yeah, that's weird. Ah, well, I'm on Ryan now, heading south, so this is my last main road. I'll be on this for a couple more miles here and then turn into my subdivision. I'm coming from where Mike's going, and he's leaving where I'm guessing your tech center, Mike. Is that where you're out of?
That is correct. Yep, we're at the old tech center for now. Might be moving out to Milford, moving jobs out from Milford here soon, but tech center is work for now. It's a commute, but I don't mind the commute for getting out of the city in the evening.
It will be quite the hike for you. That would be a bummer.
Yeah, and it's a cruise, but when it's not like this, I suppose it's not terrible. Although, how many times has 94 been boogered up? I noticed you said you were on a 12-mile road, so you didn't opt to, because of the snow, did you not opt to drop down to 696, or did you just have some other business? None of my business, but I would seem to me, if I was trying to get up your way, I'd probably drop down to 696 there and run that to 94. But for every time I've done that, and Anthony, you do that all the time, you go south. And for every time I've come to that interchange there and there's been some sort of problem, especially going east, slash north on 94, and if I had a dollar for every time that happened, I'd be rich.
You hit the nail on the head there. It's 696 is the only freeway in this state where every vehicle I have owned has consistently been hit by a distracted driver. So when I got the vehicle I'm in now in 22, and you can call it superstition or whatever, I just decided to stay away from 696 altogether in the mornings. I get off with 94 at 12 mile and just take the slower route in, and in the afternoons I take 12 mile over to 94 just because I don't like it. 696, the interchange with 94 is always a mess. There's always a slowdown or some sort of problem or accident there, and I just don't want to deal with all the other idiots on the road. So I deal with the sometimes idiots on 12 mile.
Not wrong. It is quite the highway, and it is amazing to me that there's not more issues as fast as people go on 696.
Yeah, and I heard a rumor that could be getting worse. I heard a rumor that the Spadies no longer are going to respond to or patrol it. They're not doing it. So, hooey, Autobahn.
And if that's true, it really will become Michigan's little Autobahn, because I've been doing 10 over on that interstate and getting blown by on left and right like I was standing still. So it's, 696 is just a mess, and I prefer to avoid it if I can. Like, when I head out to Milford, coming from where I'm at, it takes 10 minutes longer, but I take 59 all the way across. It's a nicer drive, two-lane road, or four-lane road through the country, all the way up to Milford Road, and then take that down into the proving grounds.
Be interesting. I don't know how that hierarchy works. Because it's a highway, in theory, is it the state's responsibility, and then it goes down to the county, and then the municipality? Or is it kind of like, whoever wants to patrol it gets to patrol it?
Well, from what happens is the state is responsible to patrol any place that does not have its own police force. So if you have like a township that hasn't contracted with a county or has its own department, not the state, it defaults to the state. So they have places where they're obligated to patrol. And so basically what they're saying is that in areas that they're not obligated to patrol, they're not going to. So I think that's what it means. So, in our county, that would mean there might be like one stretch from 26th to county line where that would be an area they might have to consider. I really don't know. But they might, I'm just curious what, I know a lot of guys over there, and I'm just wondering what, without getting too specific, what kind of work you do over there. I'm wondering if maybe you know any of the guys. I know a guy at Milford, which is electronics, in the Delco section, or whatever they call it these days. And others, just wondering what kind of stuff you do.
Yeah, I'm an advanced vehicle development engineer, so I work on things that are pretty much blank sheet, about 80% completion, 10 to 15 years out, focused in like the thermal air induction and exhaust space. So it's a broad topic to cover, but it keeps every day interesting. I've been at this position for a year, and it just gets annoying. We do a lot of arguing over the computer screen instead of physical parts because, things are 10 to 15 years out, so arguing with someone about, well, you need to move this 1 millimeter when I know our plant operators don't have a trained eye to see a difference of 1 millimeter. It's always amusing to me.
Cool. Hey, Sean, I got into my neighborhood, and I've already seen a salt truck on Mac, and hilariously, the city is already out and has people shoveling the crosswalks on Mac.
Well, there you go. I just turned into my sub, and the roads are pretty well covered. And matter of fact, they just took off from a stop sign in my subdivision, and my wheels broke loose. So, and I just slipped a little bit making the final turn here. So I'm almost home. I'll make this my last. But all right, Mike. Yeah, I don't know anybody that works in that space specifically. We got Keith. He
He works over there at the tech center as well. He gets on here every now and again on his way home. He lives the opposite direction, but I don't know what line he works in. And then I've got guys that work for out at Milford in the, you know, in the whatever the Delco, you know, in the electronics and stuff like that. These are hams, you know, the reason I'm bringing them up. So, yeah, I just thought, you know, that's a big place, a lot of people, and I'm sure you don't know, you know, a very small slice of them. No one knows a whole lot of them. So I thought maybe, wouldn't it be coincidental? All right. It was a pleasure, guys. I think person in front of me just spun out. right in front of my house. But they didn't hit nothing, no big deal. Anthony is just about home. I am pulling into my drive now, and Mikey, be safe. You got a long way to go, and I'm not looking like it's letting up, so be careful. Listen out, WAFU.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Appreciate talking with you guys on the way home here. Getting close to my first stop. Got to pull in and get a code on my vehicle scan because it's through check engine light this morning on me on my way into tech center. But hopefully it's nothing big. And yeah, they could tech center and Milford for both big places, and the guys that work in the electronics department, I couldn't comprehend that. I'm more of a mechanical guy myself. Some of these advanced electronics they're working on are impressive. I'll try and stay safe, and anyone else listening out in the southeast Michigan, stay safe out there. 273's now, 88 FCR.
Thank you, gentlemen. Later, I am pulling into the drive now. Have a great evening and stay safe. This is KE8RUH.
KZ8KJO.
KZ8KJO, KE8FCR. Evening, Tom. How are you? Where are you at right now?
Just west of Flint on 69, coming back from Battle Creek.
Very nice. How's the weather up in the Flint area on I-69?
Snowy. It's, you know, it's blowing. It's on the side of the road. Not really a two-track, except for a couple places where it's blowing. Besides that, I'm at speed on the freeway.
That's nice. That's real nice. As you start getting closer to the southeast area and getting closer to home, it gets a little nastier. Coming up 94 was not fun, and now I'm stuck at a light at 26 in Gratiot. The roads are snow-covered and slick.
Yeah, the plow trucks are out here, and I'm just, you know, keeping speed, keeping my distance. It's a little bit of stickiness here and there, but I've been in it most of the day. Went through a couple of snow squalls on the way out that way.
Yeah, I can imagine that as the system was working across the state, you hit a bit of it all on your way out to Battle Creek area. So is that your last call for the day? You heading home now?
Yeah, I'm heading home. Sounds like you're almost there. Hey, how's that 4500 working out for you? Any issues with it?
Yeah, I'm getting close to home. Well, with the traffic, GPS says 20 minutes out, unfortunately. You know, we go 5 miles. Motorola's been treating me great. I've had to play some games with the mag mount because parking in my barn now, and it's only 8.5-foot or 8-foot garage door, so got to climb out and take the mag mount off, and then in the morning, if I'm feeling like being on VHF, I got to climb, put it back up. So I'm trying to come up with a solution for something better there for the wintertime, but other than that, it has been flawless.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah, I appreciate you lending it out to me. Yeah. I think I'm going to try something with a new antenna here. maybe go to a lip mount on my hood versus that fender mount and try and get somewhat of a better RF ground plane. I think I was showing you, I want to move the radios or the Hytera here, the body of it, underneath the rear seat and maybe run like one of those Comet diplexers just to run one antenna because it's a one VHF radio, one UHF radio. I shouldn't run into any issues with the radios using the diplexer and single antenna. But doing some reading, apparently a lot of my problem on analog on this Hytera comes from interference from like the DCM and whatnot with my current cable. Just from the current orders, it helps out a lot. Get rid of some of that RFI that's in there, or even EFI. All my radios have MEMs, all have current orders on them, including the power. Yeah, I caught most of that. I tried throwing some ferrite chokes on both the power and antenna leads, you know, near the radio. That helped marginally, but I think the real help was going to be with a reroute, avoiding all the electric modules that are thrown throughout these vehicles. You know, they're kind of just chucked everywhere behind the trim panels. I ran all of mine underneath the passenger seat and then up along the door frame, up and outside. For rubber seal, and that seems to help a lot. All right, I think I caught a good bit of that. Appreciate the tips. I'll have to look into it, and whenever I'm doing this routing, I'll have to keep an eye out for all those modules. I think from what I was reading, especially in the GM vehicles with the modules that are put under the seats or under the front driver passenger seat, I gotta avoid routing cable under those as much as physically possible. And then we run 12-volt cables in the up and down, you know, on the rocker underneath the door, the kick plate trim from fore aft. So we'll need to avoid those as well. And it might just end up with cables underneath the floor mats, but that should be fine. Depending on where your radios are mounted, you could probably get them up underneath the dash, underneath the glove box, and then up that way, and then along the side of the A-pillar, one of the rubber insulation, and squeeze them up for, you know, close to the front of the door. That way they don't get pinched or cut, and then run them around the. Yeah, that'll probably be my safest bet there. Maybe getting them outside so then I can route them, you know, to the front of the roof, back of the roof, to the hood, to the fake pocket, wherever I end up with putting the antenna will be the key. And then where to put the antenna. But I would prefer not to have to climb out of my truck every time I need to get into a parking garage at work or, you know, park in my garage at home. Well, if you get the hood lip mount, then you can just run it right through there along the firewall, and you should be able to get it right out underneath there, underneath the hood. Yeah, that's what I've been looking at going to. Thinking of going to that with a bit longer of an antenna to try and get it above the roof line to avoid some of the shadowing issues with this shorter antenna that I have, you know, something like the Comet 2x4, I think it's like 39 inches, so that should stretch the antenna clear of my roof line, hopefully.
Yeah, that should work. I think that's what Dakota has his. I think his is coming out on the mid of the truck. You know, when he's got the GMT also, he's running a 2x4 on it.
Oh, that's good to hear. There's some good feedback from the 2x4. I was reading a lot about it online, and it seems like a pretty solid antenna. So that's kind of why I landed on that one. We'll see. It's just a matter of now getting the material and then finding time to rip all the trim panels back off the truck, undo what I have done, and redo it the right way.
I hear you. It's kind of fun game. I think it's kind of fun to push through it, but
I think I lost most of that last one there with you, Tom. That crash it has not treated me nice once I get north of New Haven here. But, I'm actually turning on to my road, so I'm going to go ahead and take 7.3s and travel safe. Hopefully catch you back out on here again in the near future. KE8FCR.
Sounds good. Drive safe down your street. Yeah, I'm just going to get the point. So, I want you to get you. About as always. KE8BBC testing. KE8KJO sounds good, sir. I'm at 69
in, like, Napa thing. New equipment, seeing how it's working.
W8AOR, statewide 1, mobile, Muskegon.
I heard a story about you today, W8B.
Well, I hope it was full of glory and heroic actions and that they'll sing about me in songs to the day we die.
Okay. Salesman like you. I was talking to him today about, you know, I finally got my refund. I was talking to him today about getting me on order, and
yeah, I'm not sure if that was on my end or your end, but it was awfully garbled, and then you were gone.
Oh, that's because I'm moving a little bit, and all I got was just a handheld. I said I didn't talk to the radio salesman today that you had talked to.
Is it Nate? I'm really bad with names. That's why mine's on the toilet paper.
I can't remember. The guy down in Jackson, I forgot his name. I'd have to look, too. So, I'm going to go ahead and order one from him. He said a couple weeks. He says he's got phase twos in stock, but that doubles the cost of the radio, and he can't take that entitlement off.
No, that's all right. We're not phase two over here yet anyways. We trying to get prepared for it, but Oakland County is. And I can't remember any other county that's done that in the state yet, not phase two, and Oakland is.
Well, that's why they got people that are into that. I do know Oakland is.
KCKJO.
Miss Tom, go ahead.
What is this white crap that's flying all around? I mean, it was a lot better on the west side when I was in Metal Creek. There wasn't a snowflake to be seen.
That's because Scott got bored of the snow and told it to come over here. Go ahead, Scott.
I don't know. I'm sure the weather bugs are all excited, got their face glued to the screen. Like, well, I looked at my driver's license. I still live in Michigan. I looked at the calendar. Yep, it's January. I looked outside and I saw exactly what I expected to see. It's snowing. There you go. There's your weather report. WA weather.
Where are you at, Tom? I only got about a 3-mile drive home, so I'm doing pretty good.
I just jumped back on the freeway from Lake Nipissing, had to get fuel because I was sucking fumes. And now I'm heading down towards M19. So I'm about 32 miles west of home.
Go ahead, AOR.
Well, now my little doggie wants to sit here at the intersection looking out the window. She can't see very well anyways, but she wants to look out the window. Oh, boy. Well, good evening.
Yeah. All I got with me is a handy dog. I'm driving the work car. All that's in the work car is a UHF P25 radio. So if my signal stinks, I apologize. I'm trying to get that fixed. I really want a multi-protocol one, but who knows? Before it's all said and done, I'm going to end up putting two in anyways. I Maybe I'll throw one in the trunk and do a remote head or something of that nature.
Really
would like to do a remote mic, but they're still pretty proud of those. Tom, you're going to probably take 2 hours to get home.
No, I'm at Lapeer Road already. I mean, it's like 40, 45, blowing snow, two-track. It's not deep. You know, front end up is all covered in that slop that freezes. So, just taking my time. No rush.
Is your truck all-wheel drive?
How bad's the weather up there in Muskegon, Scott? I mean, you guys got a lot of snow starting or, you know, from the lake, or is it somewhat decent right now?
Barely a dusting. I mean, it's thick in the road because it's 21 degrees. It's really not enough to plow. If they salt it, it's just going to make it a mess. Really nothing. It's we lost most of our snow during the week, so it's barely a dusting here. I know they've talked about us getting a lot, but nothing significant. I spent more time telling you what it was, right?
Hey, Tom, I'm tapping out. I'm home. You guys all have a good evening. New Baltimore, it's doing pretty good. Visibility probably half a mile. Wind's about 20 to 30 miles an hour, so be good. Have a good evening. God be with you.
All right, see you, Wally. Don't forget to get your leaf blower out to clean the driveway off.
You might have to wait till the wind comes down. Later, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later, Wally.
Yeah, and next time I'm up in the Muskegon area there, Scott, maybe we'll grab lunch or something.
Yeah, usually weekends are better, because I'm still working. Oh, no, yeah, you don't want to do that. I'm bigger than you are. Okay, there you go. They changed their mind. Yeah, I'm usually on route after the 5 o'clock sometimes. I'd like to have enough weather so I could actually get the cross-country skis back up again. I can do that here in January. Thank you.
Yeah, last time I was up there, I was like deep in the heart of Muskegon. I'm like, oh, I'm done here, and jumped over to the USS Silversides, but I missed that. They were closed. But I still got some decent pictures. Nice area.
Well, we definitely have some good restaurants here to enjoy. If everything else isn't quite open yet, our season's fairly short, obviously. Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, it looks like the wind is coming out of the north, maybe? It's probably why we're not getting quite as much lake effect.
Yeah, that's probably what's causing it over here. I mean, it's coming from the northeast, and it's blowing. I get a couple good little blizzards in there, squalls. So it's got to be coming off of Lake Michigan. So that's probably why you're not getting it there. It's pushing it out towards, Lake Huron. What am I thinking? Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's just pushing the opposite direction today.
Is there a nor'easter out there that's on the backside, or no? I didn't hear anything about New York getting hit, so. Just must be the way the wind is. Well, you got parts of Ontario and Erie that can dump some of that lake effect over you guys, too.
Yeah, it gets quirky. I mean, when you guys hit the lake effect snow over there in Muskegon and Petoskey, that's usually a good clip coming through there. And then here, it's, you know, it's not too bad. And then all of a sudden it reverses, and we get something coming down from the north. And then we'll get 6-8 inches. I don't know, about 10 years ago, we got, like, what, a big, huge snow. We had, what, 91 inches for the season? That was ridiculous. 3 days of a foot of snow.
I drove to Toronto in that blizzard. That 3-day blizzard you guys had? Well, actually, it was the entire state. Because I drove from Muskegon all the way up to Sarnia, and it was into Toronto, and it was me and one semi the entire way. He was going the same way I was.
Yeah, that was a bear because my house was up on the hill in Romeo. So, in order to go up to my daughter's school, I had to go uphill. And then when I went to work, I had to go downhill. And then when I came home, I had to go uphill. So I literally went uphill both ways.
Kind of like how we used to have to walk to school. All right. I have got to jump out here at the store. Got to pick me up some bread. And I will check with you guys a little bit later. WAR.
All right. Take it easy. 7-3 for now. KJO.